Unique Weirdos, what up? It's Roxy Blue.
Big boy.
Bitch. Yo. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. The name is Roxy Blue, but the green makes me go. I stream to the top, where you lick the bottle. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Here I go again. I thought buddy was frontin' when he came up for some win. I told him I'm a fiend when it comes to the best. I can make it rain, old daddy, don't test me. So, they call me Little Avatar. I make that word a bend when it comes down to this dandy bar. Put it in your face and make you savor it like candy bars. And if you do it well, I will hand you out a golden star. So, yes, I'm a kinky chick. And when it comes to sexing, I will show you what it is. So get in, Mr. Shrew. I'm classy with my shit. I'll be strapping up twice because I don't want that package. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. Little red light is on, but it really means go. I scream to the top when you lick the bottle. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. Little red light is on, but it really means go. I scream to the top when you lick the bottle. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Let's roll play. Throw a few swings. When I see the green, I become very friendly. Maybe handcuffs. You can be the officer, a better yet, a dentist. Money, tattoos, and a whole lot of booze. I'm living life fast, and I'm breaking all the rules. My heart is in the cage, and I threw away the key. My love is past tense, my mask burned to the heat. That can really silly that a nigga try and clown me. I make his main bitch eat my box like a brownie. When it comes out to this show, follow me on Twitter if you really wanna know. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. Little red light is on, but it really means go. I scream to the top when you lick the bottle. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. Little red light is on, but it really means go. I scream to the top when you lick the bottle. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle.
What's up, guys? It's your man, Brooklyn Black, welcoming you to another episode of All Bars Radio. Thank you for rocking. Thank you for tuning in. Of course, you guys already know these bars are on the way. Got a dope show for y'all. We got an eighth model, part of mine, so coming through in a little bit. You know, we got a little bit of thing. It's Throwback Thursday, so y'all already know how it is. If you ever got a request, if you want to, something you want to hear, hit me on that Twitter at Brooklyn Black, or call us up 347-857-4302. Get your shout out, your request, all that good stuff on the air. And until the ball just shall be hitting you guys with some good throwback tools. Something I ain't hear in a while. Gotta make you get up and dance and all that. All right? 347-857-4302. Pregame_radio to Twitter. We'll be right back.
I just can't.
want to. Come all you want to. Money, I'ma front you. Girl, I wanna flaunt
That's
you.
Right.
I'ma always want you when nobody wants you. If I die now, my love will still haunt you. Mace ain't the one that'll pay for your phone.
Mace
be the one that'll take you home.
That's
Even
right.
though I'm not the one that gave you the stones on your days alone, I can make you moan. Everybody know I got more bounce than an ounce.
Bad boy, get more money than you can count.
Why I'm buying things you can't even pronounce. I do it till you pass for a large amount. And when the beef come, you know where to be found. Why be around till the winner is announced? Here you go, girl, with thousands in your palm. Why you can't let bygones be bygones?
Where do I go? What must I do if I can't live? Like I'm the only one for you.
Girl,
I won't
be
Oh yeah.
No one else.
I need you in
only
my life, oh
you.
Baby.
Why can't we just
why can't
make
we
it happen?
Oh.
Maybe I
oh,
baby, I like
I thought I told you that we won't stop. I thought I told you that we won't stop.
Radio, thanks y'all for tuning in. If you go back there, say doing it up. Next track goes out to the homies Boss of Sand on Twitter. He hit me up and requested this. So if you got a question, like I said, hit me on that Twitter, Brooklyn Black. Hit me on Instagram, Brooklyn_Black. Some you want to hear, if I got it, I'm spinning it. It's not with Thor Hill, Follow the World, Free Lawrence. Should be out in a couple months, but free anyway. We'll be right back.
Weed in the street without cops harassing. Imagine going to court with no trial. Lifestyle cruising blue behind the waters. No welfare supporters. More conscious of the way we raise our daughters. Days are shorter, nights are colder. Feeling like life is over. These snakes strike like a cobra. The world's hot, my son got knocked. Evidently, it's elementary. They want us all gone eventually. Trooping out of state for a plate. Knowledge, if coke was cooked without the garbage, we'd all have the top dollars. Imagine everybody flashing. Fashion, designer clothes. Lacing your click up with diamond. Road. Your people rolling dough, no parole, no rubbers. Going raw, imagine law with no undercovers. Just some thoughts for the mind. I take a glimpse into time, watch the blend read, the world is mine.
If I rule the world,
imagine that.
I free all my sons. I love them, love them, baby. Black diamonds above.
Could it be, if you could be mine, we both shine.
If I rule the world,
still living for today, in these last days. The way to be paradise like relaxing. Black, Latino, and Anglo-Saxon. Armani exchange the range. Cast, Lord Robert Shabazz. Free at last. Brand new whips to crash. Then we laugh in the iller path. The villa houses for the crew. How we do? Trees for breakfast. Dime sexes have been stretches. So many years of depression make me vision for better living. Type of place to raise kids in. Open the eyes to the lies. History's told foul. But I'm as wise as the old owl. Plus the gold child. Seeing things like I was controlling. Click rolling. Tricking six digits on kicks and still holding. Trips to Paris. I civilize every savage. Give me one shot. I turn trite life to lavish. Political prisoners set free. Stress free. No work release. Purple M3s and jet skis. Feel the wind breeze in West Indies. I think Coretta Scott King. Mayor of the cities and reverse things to Willie's. It's down foul, but every girl I meet to go downtown. I'd open every cell in Attica. Send them to Africa.
If I rule the world,
imagine that.
Walk right up to the sun.
story. How the thugs live in worry. Duck down in car seats, heat's mandatory. Running from Jake, getting chased, hunger for pace. These are the breaks, many mistakes, go down out of state. Wait, I had to let it marinate, we carry weight, trying to get late. Flip the ace back to safe, millionaire planner, keep the gap with the cock hammer. Making moves in Atlanta, back and forth scrambler. Cause you can have all the chips, be poor or rich, still nobody want a nigga have a shit. If I rule the world and everything in it, sky's the limit, I push the 245 and spin it. It wouldn't be no such thing as jealousies or be felony. Strictly living longevity to the destiny I thought I'd never see, but reality struck. Better find out before your time's out. What the fuck?
If I rule the world,
imagine that.
I free all.
On the way, should be in within the next 5 minutes. So I take one more request, and this request is coming from @OnlyOneOly on Twitter. Everybody wants to keep rocking with Nas today. Hey, I don't mind. This is Nas Future New Year. You won't see me tonight. Yeah, right know what it is. All Bars Radio, 347-857-4302. We'll be right back.
Ever been in love?
Come on.
Yeah. Are you ready for something real?
Say what?
Cause it can't be fake. This ain't no game. You gotta be with me for real. Cause it's real out here. So make up your mind, cause I ain't got no time. You know?
Come on.
I'm the most wanted baby father. Save the drama. We toast when I wanna dine ya. All you need is me. I won't stress you, but bless you. Mentally and sexual. We both intellectual. Can't forget how I met you. You thought I was a boxer. Prince not seen, but I'm the mobster. Nas from Queens, and when I got you, you riding with me. You keep asking, when do you have time for me? I'm never free, always on the move. Business oriented. Lifestyle expensive. Attract women. You wanna search my pockets and act all wild. Say I hurt your heart. Ask how could I spend. Wanna call back all my numbers. Star 690. Check my car for rubbers, but quit trying before you find what you're looking for and get to crying. You always saying what you gonna do if you catch me lying.
You won't see me.
I feel no guilt when I twist ya. Turn the other cheek when I see the next freak with ya. You got your name on his lease, copy his keys. That's your low spot where you rest your wig piece. Go ahead and live, baby. I know you his lady. You pays me when you got the day free. But I be out with my peeps and them system jeeps. You wanna lay up in the sheets of presidential suites. Like I massage you while you massage me, mommy. But can you hang with a young man that's doing his thing? Speak up, I wanna know if you can keep up. Timberland boots for girls with the tree stump. Baggy sweatsuits, mystery, what's underneath them? They for my eyes only. You call me when you're lonely, but I like to make the baddest girls wait. I got G, baby.
I'm
going
back, baby.
My stomach's on, baby.
I'm out of town, baby. Thank you.
in your tummy. Tell your friends you in love with Nas, not his money. And I prove I'm a man of my word. Handed you first, iceberg, everything on this planet Earth. A woman desires, you make a good wife to most men. I know I got you open, but you just my close friend. Get it, baby.
You won't see me tonight. You won't see me tonight. I'll be gone by daylight.
Daylight.
And you'll be so full of fire. You got
to
all your friends.
Hey,
friends, you won't see me tonight.
Not tonight,
baby. You won't see me tomorrow.
The God, the God, not
seer.
The Queen, the Queen, the Queen, Aaliyah.
I'll be gone by daylight. And you'll be so full of purple.
Ghetto motherfuckers.
40 shots, selling them. Murder. Escobar, TBR bike. I'm switching gears, headlights. Shot so bright, bitches scream like this. Them fiends want that D, boy. Fed sending decoy. Pack that heat, boy. Push you where you rest in peace, boy. Get your mama's house shot up. Bodies all chopped up. When them bodies pop up, I ain't getting locked up. My Bentley cruise the block with the sunroof top. Hood rats jumping on my jock, cause I blew up the spot. Crushing your bins, crushing your navigator system. My QBT. Make y'all niggas tuck your shit in. It's Nas in your area. Queens about to tear it up. Braveheart, y'all scared of us. Real niggas, baby, up.
What's your name? Cause I'm impressed. Can you treat me good? I will settle for less. You a hot boy.
Hot boy.
A rock boy.
A rock boy.
A fun toy.
A fun toy.
A Glock boy. Where you live? Is it by yourself? Can I move with you? Do you need some help?
Cook, boy,
I give you more. I'm a fly girl.
Say what?
Baby, you got what I want. What I
want. Y'all be driving Lexus Jeeps and the Bentleys and the Lincoln Jeeps, nothing cheaper. Got them platinum bees up.
Hot boy. Baby, you got what I want.
Because y'all be driving Jaguars and the Bentleys and the Rolls Royce, playing hardballs with them platinum bees up.
Your car, the SKA. Are you riding alone? Can I be your date? Come get me, get me. Don't diss me, don't trick me. Got some friends, can they come too? Can you hit them up with some boys like you?
A hot boy,
a rock boy,
a rock boy,
a top boy. And I like those
hot boys.
Baby, you got
what I want. Lincoln Jeep, nothing cheaper with them platinum Visa. Because y'all be driving Jaguars and the Bentleys and the Rolls Royce, playing hardball with the platinum Visa.
Only take them thugged out, slightly bugged out, fuck with his tongue out. Know the job ain't getting done till the body's getting drug out. Hot boy, keep me right, play your part and I keep it tight. Well, she gon' be in the middle of the night, but up in the sheets with me, I gangsta, true to your game. You the one I need when this beat street blaster. Ain't afraid to stop a cat, plus pop a cat. Sold your cash money, rule your world, what's stopping that? X430, keep me on my toes. Get a tingle in my spine, wet spot, only he knows. He's a hot boy, Missy sing it out and I'm gon' spit it. Rough rider screaming loud, daddy, is you with it? If your team can't handle my bitches, then we gon' ride. Brick house, stallions, keep thugs open wide. Illidale's best, EVE, stay committed. Mess with many, but if he ain't the realer, I ain't with it, with it.
Mommy, what the deal? Ain't no heat fucking hotter than the heat a nigga hole. I think you really should be told that I deal with long shafts to keep a long blast.
Blast.
Now look at a nigga,
yeah,
and peel all fast.
Come on.
Word, you got your girlfriend, word, she can get it too. Fuck it though, I'm on a show, I'm saying, no, just play it through. Getting cinematic with it, niggas, if you gotta hit it, fuck the dumbness. Hit it till it's numbness.
Hot boy, baby, you got what I want. Won't you really come and satisfy me?
Yeah, we're back in the building, All Bars Radio, 347-857-4302. I am Bobby, joined by Miss Nikki Bars. Nikki, what's going on?
What's going on? How you doing?
You know, I'm good, chilling. Enjoying this Throwback Thursday.
Yeah, I see. Throwback Thursday, that's what's up. Well, for all those who are tuning in, this is me, Nikki Bars, a.k.a. Ahaja High Game. Live on All Bars Radio. Definitely have an interesting show for everyone tonight. I'm still getting settled in, trying to get all my information and everything pulled up. Just got a couple of shout-outs that I want to give. First and foremost, I want to shout-out to my best friend. Both of them, actually. I have two. I can have more than one best friend. So shout-out to Roxy Blue, and also shout-out to at Call Me Stuck Up. Definitely shout out to the All Barbs familiar, everybody that rocks out with the All Barbs and the All Barbs promoters. Thanks to Stan Spartan, I think that's the thoughts of Stan, I'm sorry, who goes hard and helped me blast a couple of tweets today. Also, what do we have? Who we have? I have a tattoo ink model that goes by the name of her Twitter name is at Heart Mind Soul. I definitely did tweet her Twitter name and her picture so everybody gets a feel of who it is that we're going to be interviewing today. And shout out to I want to say Scrap Dizzle because that was your old Twitter name, but I'm gonna keep it like that. Shout out to you, Scrap, for even putting us all together. So I definitely just have a lot of people to shout out, but I will get to that as soon as I pull up my information. So, Zach, what's going on? How you doing?
You know, I'm just doing my thing, matching, relaxing, you know, getting stuff ready for Free Game Radio this week, you know, getting stuff together, and also everyone, next Saturday, the 20th, I will be live at Space Palace. Boy, that was Ashbrook concert. You know, they're definitely going to be showing me my love since that's my birthday weekend. So if you can get out there, 846 Myrtle Lab. Or if you just hit me on Twitter or Instagram, you already know. It's a $5 cup. If you can't pay $5, don't hear me talk about it. You get in free. It's $5. But, you know.
Everybody always want to get in for free. I mean, I do too. But sometimes, you know, we get to show a little love because, you know, support, especially if it's your, you know, fish niggas and them, like.
$5.
Okay, but you're saying it like that, but some people only got
$5. If you ain't got $5, you shouldn't be
that. I'm just saying. I'm just saying. If you got it, I don't see why not. Especially if it's somebody that you know, somebody that you close with. You know what I'm saying? Support. Just support. Like you say, oh, $5 isn't that much. I mean, like I said again, not everybody has $5, but if you do have it, then why don't you just show some love? I can't attend your party this year, but you already know. I wish I could. You better party like a rock star. I want to see some pictures, and I want to call you, and you be like, oh, keep fucking talking to them, snack. Okay, that's how you know. Because you know every year on my birthday, I'm always drunk and I'm always calling you. So, that's me.
You know, I'll be working. You know, I'll be working, chilling, you know, once the night gets later. And then, you know, the workload eases up a little bit. Yeah, I mean, you know, party. But for the most part, you know, I'll be working, you know. But it'll definitely still be a good event. You know, like I said, if you get there, do that. But, Some good alternative music, you know, some good indie music, you know, definitely come through. It's always a good show, you know, everybody come through, show love, and it's always a good event. So, like I said, if you're free, come on through. And like I said, hit me for details. I might let maybe Bobby all in for free.
And remember, he said keywords maybe, so don't go up to him like, am I one of those that can get in for free? No, boo-boo. If he don't tap you and tell you that you could from beforehand, then you're not getting in free.
And I'll tell you right now, from jump, they're going to be female. So, dudes, don't come and go like, yo, can I get it? No.
No, nigga. Like I said again, I'm trying to get up and running. So basically, which a lot of people wanted me to touch bases on the Zimmerman case. They've been feeding me a lot about it. Am I going to talk about it? I mean, honestly, I've been so busy, and it is a big thing that's going on right now. And, you know, I always shout out, rest in peace to Trayvon Martin. I actually really, you know, the last time I was even involved in even, you know, into the case, it was when one of the star witnesses, which was one of his friends, female friends, you know, she testified, and it wasn't looking good for her. Or, you know, she, you know, it just, her testimony wasn't really, to them, was adding up or was valid, you know. And I really don't know. Like, I've seen a couple of newspaper articles that said he has life in prison, but then some people said, no, not yet. But can you just, if you can help me out with this, I don't know if you've been
right
following
now,
it.
Right now, as far as I know, I believe we're in day 12, day 13 of the trial. And they're pretty much talking, changing the charges from the third degree murder with manslaughter, and it's a whole bunch of stuff. And you know, the way the defense has their stuff set up, and the way you know everything is going and turning out, you know, I'm gonna be real. It looks like it could be headed for acquittal. That's what it looks like, according to me. You know, it looks like it could be headed for acquittal. You know, I'm hoping I'm wrong. You know, because regardless, I've said this before on countless other shows, at the end of the day, a kid is dead despite whether, you know, if he lost a fight and he would have got his gun or whatever. You know, regardless, a kid is dead. A kid won't see 18, 19, 20, 21, you know what I'm saying? You know, a life is cut short, whether the kid was black, white, Asian, Latino, whatever. You know, and it's just that, you know, shit like that can't just go unpunished. You know what I mean? It can't go, you know, it just can't go unresolved. You know, like I said before, my whole thing is as long as, you know, justice is served, I don't think George Zimmerman should get all scot-free. You know what I'm saying? But as long as justice is served, I mean, it should, hopefully everything, you know, works out and people keep things simple, because now they're saying, the new Black Panther Party is headed down there, and they plan on causing a whole bunch of civil unrest and other shit if he gets acquitted, which really won't prove shit, which pretty much that's, you know, which is, it damages the cause more, but hey, people want to rebel in different ways, but I just say be smart about it.
Definitely. I would say the same thing, you know, and, you know, it's sad, you know, because a lot of people feel as though, you know, shit like this happens all the time in small communities or in big communities, you know, and a lot of times justice to them isn't served. So, you know, to have a case like this that's publicized so big, and yeah, something has to come out of it. Something does, you know. Like I always say, my whole thing with Zimmerman was when the police or the operator told you do not follow him, I don't see why you still did it. Especially when you call higher authority, someone higher than you, and they told you what to do, but you still didn't do it. You know, we weren't there. So I just, you know, hope justice, something happens, something, you know, things get taken care of. I really do. And let me ask you a question, because, you know, we have a lot to talk about. I have a lot of interesting things that I want to go over today. A lot of different topics as far as, you know, is it okay, this is for the ladies, is it okay to feel insecure with your hubby's female friends? Before I even go into depth, what?
Wait, repeat the question.
Is it okay to feel insecure with your man's female friends?
I don't think so, you know, because I am a close dear friend to a lot of girls who are, you know, with their, you know, with their boo, their hubby, fiance, or whatever, you know, and it's never on some inappropriate, so, you know, we're just cool with, chill like that, you know. I don't think it'd be a cause for jealousy. That's just because I know me personally. I'm not going to be one to take it in knowing she got a man. You know, that's just disrespectful. That's disrespectful to a relationship. That's disrespectful to the friendship I had with her. You know what I'm saying? You know, so should the dude feel insecure? Nah.
I said for the no. Okay. Let me just break this down. You may be secure within yourself, you know what I'm saying? You may know that you look good, you know, you may know that you, you know, you're an attraction to, you know, not only to the person that you're with, but to others, you know, and dealing with somebody attractive in a relationship anyway, you just got to always know that there's always going to, if you're attracted to the girl or to the guy, there's going to always be other people that's going to find your mate attractive. You're going to know that dealing with somebody that's attractive. Okay, but as a woman, sometimes, you know, us females, we, you know, it happens. You know, I'm not going to lie, you know, with my fiance doesn't really have that many female friends anymore. Like, you know, I'm pretty sure, you know, when we were just friends, I remember it used to be a whole bunch of us, girls and guys, and mostly girls and stuff. But, you know, ever since we got to where we are now, it's mostly she's about family and health and God and all of that stuff. So he's really not, you know, whatever. But I remember I came to a point in time where I felt a little bit like, you know, not because she was prettier than me or anything like that. It's just simple fact that, like, you're around him. All this, yeah, I'm around him, and I'm not there. I kind of had a little bit of a problem with it. Not that I trusted him, but it was just a simple fact that, like, a little part of me, I did. I got kind of, like, insecure for a moment and second because I wasn't there. So I didn't know what the conversation was about. You know, it could have been nothing. Could have been nothing. But I did get that way. And I know there's some females that are like, no, it's okay, and that's fine. But I know for a fact, though, that a lot of dudes, they get like that when it comes to their female friends. I see it more with the males than I do with the females. You may be the one, Black, to be all, oh, okay, no, okay. But let your girl or whatever be always with her male friend all the time. Like, that's okay, well, babe, look, I'm going to go over here. I'm going to go chill with him for tonight. I'm going to go do this with him. Oh, me and him, we're going to go for lunch today. Da-da-da. Oh, he's just a friend. You're going to probably, you know, I don't know. But I feel like, I think it happens. I think it's natural. You know what I'm saying? Should you feel insecure to the point where, like, you don't trust the individual? No. That's never a good thing. But I feel like, you know, it's okay to get that feeling every now and then, especially when you're not around the person or the people. Also, too, before we go into one more commercial break, before we have Miss Heart, Mind, Soul come on.
Yes, and I must say, fellas, if you don't follow her on Instagram or Twitter, I must say follow her. Her little mixed ass is phenomenal. Like she's real cute, and her tweets are funny. Her pictures are done good. So she's all around dope. So I would definitely say follow her.
Follow who? Her or me?
Yeah, both of y'all shit.
Don't follow me. Right now, I got about 63 friend requests pending. I got to get to it, but it sucks to just have, like, I have to do it manually. Like, it sucks. But my next question, well, next topic, do you think excessive masturbation affects health?
Hell no, that shit is helping that motherfucker. If anything, it improves your health.
That's what you think.
That's what I think. You know, it's a great stress reliever, and, you know, you might have had a bad day, you come home, rub one out, or double click your mouse, however you ladies call it, and then, you know, it's a good day after that. You know, you're good, you're relaxed after that. You know, that's why they say it's great to have some one to sex before you start your day and some before you go to bed. It's relaxing. You know, so if you're going to rub one out or beat one off, whatever, you know, you want to call it, hey, knock yourself out. Just wash your hands before you come see me.
I am a masturbator, okay? Yes, and I have a fiance. But I just like, can nobody do me like how I do me? That's how I feel. And then when I'm not around him and I get aroused, you know, I just tend to take care of that. I was told that when I was pregnant with my daughter, I used to use the vibrator every single day, like every day, all throughout the day. And I had one of my friends tell me, like, girl, you better stop before your baby come out stuttering. And I used to be like, really, do you think that can really happen? Does that can really happen? But it's nothing, I would say there's nothing wrong. It massive. I was just gonna let everybody know. No, it doesn't matter how much you do it. It is not going to affect your health. It really isn't. It's not. It's you know, some people they want to know because, you know, I've even known a guy to be like, yo, like I can do it once, but like that's it. Like I could do it once, but like if I got, you know, horny again throughout the day, I just can't do it again. I'm like, I guess. I just also feel like masturbating though, like just don't do it to where, because I've seen, have you ever been to a public masturbator? What?
I can't say. have I run into a chronic masturbator?
No, a public masturbator.
Have I seen a public masturbator? No, thank God. But I have seen public fellatio.
Yeah, it's I actually have seen a public masturbator, and it was really, really gross. And that shit that you know, that you're supposed to do in the privacy of a home, wherever there's four walls, or, you know, just not out and about. Because, you know, other people walk the streets, that's really not into that. Or, you know, kids and everything. And you know what's so crazy? I've actually caught a couple of bums masturbating outside. And, you know, it's simply because they have nowhere else to go. But
that's
it's just like... They're on the street. Like, they're on the street. They're definitely on the street. So, public, it's okay to masturbate. My computer wants to be so down. So down, so down, so down. Okay. I'm going to give you 5 reasons why you should masturbate. I'm going to give it to you once this all comes up. Yes. How much time do we have left, Black, before, like 4 minutes? 4 minutes, 4 minutes. Trying to pull this up. Okay. Here it goes. Oh. Shit. I hate this. Whenever you want to get the information, it takes so long to load. Well, I guess I can give you the 5 reasons you should masturbate. Okay, it's coming up. Yeah, I'm a masturbator. I don't I don't care. I just want to run so slow today.
Hey, I'll give a shout out to the ladies who do it and make a whole big event out of it. It'll be just them. They'll come home and light candles and play soft music and drink some champagne and shit and get in the tub, have candles lit around the tub and shit and just rub one out and have a good old time. Shout out to y'all.
Right? And it's like when you're masturbating, like, you in full control. Like, ain't nobody here to be like, stop, that's too hard. No, don't do it like that. Oh, you're about to be biting me. Like, it's the best. I always say it's the best. This shit. This is the ghost. Okay. So, 5 reasons you should masturbate. First of all, number one, masturbation is healthy. Okay, masturbation is one of the best ways to stay healthy and has many health benefits. It can cure diseases like insomnia, stress, anxiety, menstrual cramps, depression, and it can even stimulate your immune system. I bet y'all didn't know that. Some researchers say it's also a form of exercise. It can burn a few calories, even though it can't match up to the gym workout. Another reason is it feels really good, which we all know. Also, masturbation is safe. It's safe. It's safe to do while you're pregnant. It's safe. It's your body. Do whatever you want to it. It's also natural, and masturbation actually improves sexual relationships. So you might want to start masturbating to help out your relationship with you and your partner. You can learn many things from masturbation. It can also improve your sexual relationship with your partner. Women can explore their own body through masturbation. They can determine what is erotically pleasing to them and can share it with their partner. And I have to say, yes, I am big on that because I've learned to explore my body through that. So I was able to coach and guide the guys that were not so fortunate to understand or know what they were doing. And it definitely helps out. So guys might want to add masturbation to your daily checklist. Get out the way, whether it be early, whether it be when you come home, whatever. Just do it. Right, Black? Just do it.
Yeah, just get out the way. You know, don't build your whole day around it. But, you know, if you got some extra time, you know, between 10 and however long it is, you know, depending on however you do yourself, you know, you got the time to do it, you know, go ahead and do it. You know, just don't do that in the work bathroom. Don't do it in the club bathroom. And please, I know how most y'all niggas do. Don't do it in the strip club bathroom because you haven't got a lap dance and you about to, you know, mess your pants. Have some self-control with your shit.
In a club bathroom?
Like, you know,
really?
And I'm not going to blow him up, but, you know, it's time I was strip club with a homie, and for some reason, this nigga would go wearing khakis, you know, and we got strip club, he get a couple lap dances, and then we leave, and he got this big-ass wet circle on his fucking pants. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, pick your spots, man.
Word. All right, well, I don't know if INTV is in the building yet.
She's not here yet.
All right, cool. So what we can do in the meantime is go to a commercial break. It'll be dope.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, you know, we've been doing a throwback Thursday thing, but Ash promised on Tuesday, you know, all bothered that we do have some tracks from Holy Grail, y'all already know. So I think I'm going to go into one of them, and this is Jay-Z with Justin Timberlake, Holy Grail joint.
Mm-hmm.
off the album if you haven't gotten it. It's available in stores, so you don't have to worry about having a new Samsung phone to get it. None of that stuff is out the store, so take your ass to Best Buy, Target, or your $5 man on the corner. Go get that joint. And definitely rock out with this. It's a dope album. Here we go. We'll be right back. 347-857-4302.
You take the clothes off my back and I let you. You steal the food right out my mouth and I'd watch you eat it. I still don't know why I love you so much. Oh, you curse my name in spite to put me to shame. Have my laundry in the street, dirty or clean. But I still don't know why I love it so much. Yeah. And baby, it's amazing I'm in this space with you. I just can't crack your code. One day you're screaming you love me loud, the next day you're so cold. One day you're here, one day you're there, one day you care, you're so unfair. Sipping from your cup till it runs over. Holy grail.
Blue told me remind you nigga. Fuck that shit y'all talking about, I'm the nigga. Caught up in all these lights and cameras. But look what that shit did to Hammer. God damn it, I like it. Bright lights enticing. Look what it did to Tyson. All that money in one night. 30 mil for one fight. Soon as all that money blows, all opinions take flight. Fuck the fame, keep chicken on me. What I do, I took her back. Fool me twice, that's my bad. I can't even blame her for that. Enough to make me want to murder. Mama, please just get my bail. I know nobody to blame. Kurt Cobain, I did it to myself.
And we all just entertainers. And we're stupid and contagious. No, we all just entertainers.
And baby, it's amazing I'm in this place with you. I just can't crack your code. One day you're screaming you love me loud, the next day you're so cold. One day you're here, one day you're there.
Bitches in my lobby. I got haters in the paper photo shoots with paparazzi. Can't even take my daughter for a walk. See him by the corner store. I feel like I'm calling it off. Enough is enough, I'm calling it off. Who the fuck I'm kidding though? I'm getting high, sitting low. Flying by in that big body. Curtains all to my window. This fame hurt, but this chain works. I think back, you had the same person. If this is all you had to deal with, nigga, deal with. This shit ain't work, this light work. Camera snapping, my eyes hurt. Niggas dying back where I was birthed. Fuck your iris and the IRS. Get the hell up off your high horse. You got the shit the niggas die for. Try yours. Why you mad? Take the kid with the bad or throw the baby out with that bad water. You still alive. Still that nigga, nigga. You survive. Still getting bigger, nigga. Living a lot. Vanilla wafers in the villa. Illest nigga alive. Michael Jackson Thriller.
And baby, it's amazing I'm in this place with you. Air out my lungs when
back to the building, All Bars Radio, Brooklyn Black, Nikki Barnes in the building. We have, at this point in time, ladies and gentlemen, our guest of the evening, Miss Heart, Mind, Soul, Urban Inc. model, stepping in the building with us. What's going on?
Hi, how are you guys?
We're chilling.
Hey. Doing okay. How are you?
I'm great. Living. Blessed.
Good. Well, for everyone that, you know, I tried to introduce you as much as I could today with a little bit of time that I did have. For those who are tuning in and listening, would you mind telling the people who you are and where you come from?
Okay, my name is Charlene. I originate from the Washington, D.C. area. I am a tattoo model for No Skin Policy. And, yeah.
That's cool. So I definitely have a couple of questions I want to ask you, and I'm pretty sure everybody else that's tuning in will also like to know the same thing. So I'm going to start with the first question. First question, what was your first tattoo, and what inspired you to get it?
Well, it was actually a tribal piece with a heart on my lower back. I didn't really have a reason to it. I was 15, 16 when I got it. You were tight when you got tattoos when you were young. But other than that, I actually got two tattoos in my first tattoo session. I also got my birthday and Roman numerals on my shoulder, which was inspired by Rihanna's tattoo.
Wow. So for your first tattoo, you had kind of gotten two tattoos in one.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Cool. All right, second question. Which of your tattoos hurt the most, and where is it located?
To be honest, I actually don't think none of my tattoos hurt that bad. There were parts of my sleeve and my back piece that hurt, like the crease of my arm and my spine, but not really, nothing too bad.
Okay. Which tattoo means the most to you and why?
The names that I have tatted on me are
out of all them tattoos?
Really, yeah. Actually, the names mean the most to me. Because I have my mother's name at the very top of my back, and then I have my brother's on my fingers. And I had my ex on my leg real big, but we won't get into that.
Oh, shoot, because, you know what, and I also, before I get to the last question, I also, you know, I want to know, like, what happens to those that you put, like, for people that put names of other people that they in so much in love and like with at the moment, like, do you usually, like, cover those things up after you guys break up? And do you regret even getting it in the first place?
I actually got my ex's name covered up. That was the first tattoo that my current tattoo artist actually did on me, Namir. He's from No Skin Policy. He's one of the names that's tatted on my fingers. He's the reason why I actually got into this tattoo industry and modeling ink and whatnot. But he covered the name, and it's gone now. I don't regret it, but...
Right. Okay. Because, you know, I know some people that be like, oh, my God, like, I don't know why I did that. But you know what? I'm going to either get it covered up or, you know, something to go over it or whatever the case may be. So, you know, I always think twice about doing something. Like, you know, I'd rather express my love a different way, like send you some edible arrangements or something. I don't know. But, okay. Last question. Yeah, but you know what though? I don't have any tattoos. I don't have any tattoos. I'm kind of nervous, and the only reason why I'm nervous is because I don't know where, and I don't know what to get, number one, and I don't know where to get it. And I also work with the elderly people, and I see how, no offense, because I see some people, like, I admire your body ache, because it actually, you know, to me, it looks really good on you, especially all the colors, and you know how
you
have it put together. You're welcome. But I've seen people, and I look at them like, yo, what the fuck? Like, why? And it's just crazy. And then also, too, I see that the older people, like, when I'm, you know, when I'm assisting them and probably giving them a bath or whatever the case may be, I can see the tattoos that they had, and they don't look like tattoos anymore to me. They look like bruises and shit, you know, because, you know, well, you know, the older you get, your skin may sag a little. So sometimes, like, I be trying to lift skin up to see, like, what the fuck did he have on his arm back in the day, you know? And it just be like, I can't figure it out because it's all faded, you know? And I want to also ask you, too, like, how often do you get them, like, redarkened or something?
I actually haven't gotten any of my tattoos retouched yet. They're all still in great condition. But I work with elderly people, too, when I'm not, you know, modeling and stuff. And the tattoo industry has come a long way. Tattooing back then was, you know, wasn't as good as the way they do it now, because now they have all types of machines, different ink, and, you know, people have gotten way better at it. But it has come a long way, and I hope, I just want my tattoos to look good, even when I'm old.
You know, I mean, I'm pretty sure, you know, it's all about, like I said again, you know, I guess before you hit that senile age, just remember, just before you go senile, just to get them, like, retouched up, so that way, when you do become old, they don't look so bad. But also, my last question is there any specific ink model you look up to, and why? Because I've seen a couple. Like, I really like Kat Von D. I like her. I like her makeup, too.
Let's see. If I had to choose, it would be Claudia Nelson. A lot of people probably don't even know her, but she's from the West Coast, like the Bay Area, I believe. And she kind of reminds me of myself. We both have Filipino roots, and I saw her on the cover of Urban Ink a while ago while hanging out in the shop, and her tattoos just stuck out to me.
That's what's up. And if you could, like, you know, and if you, I'm pretty sure if you had the chance to model with her, you would do it in a heartbeat, wouldn't you?
Yes, definitely. No questions asked.
That's good. Black, do you have any questions?
No, not really.
But
I was going to ask you the
Black,
same thing.
Do you have any questions? Oh, no, of course. No, I'm going to give you a chance to shout. I was actually talking to
Black. Yes, I do have a question.
Okay.
You know, I was just there chilling out. Like I said, I was going through the Instagram and Twitter, looking at the pictures and all that. And you could have been, you know, you couldn't fit into any other type of modeling. What was it that made you want to be an ink model? What was it that, you know, once you got your first tag, you're like, oh, okay, maybe I'll be a model? Or was it that after you got maybe your first five, someone said, hey, you should be on the cover of such and such magazine? What was it that really steers you in the direction of being an ink model?
What inspired me to become an ink model?
Yeah.
It's actually a funny story, because I never really had intentions on being an ink model until recently. I met Namir, my tattoo artist. He's not my best friend. He was actually looking for an ink model, and in the midst of searching, he just asked me. And I didn't really have any tattoos then, but I just agreed. I thought it'd be helpful for his work, you know, because he likes tattooing lighter people, because colors show brighter. after that, I started doing photo shoots with Scrap, my manager, and we took it from there.
Okay.
I also,
I got black. You know, there's a lot of very skilled artists out there, like Mr. Cartoon, and you got your Tattoo Baby, your Sarah Millers. Your Clint, is there one artist besides your current dude that you would love to get some work done from in the future?
I really want to get tatted by Fine Line Tino from, I believe he's from Compton. But Fine Line Tino, I really look forward to working with him.
Yeah, I've seen that.
See, this is the thing, because, like, when it comes out, like, I see all the top, and, like, she said again, like, nowadays, the tattoo ink models and, you know, and just art itself being on put on body is just, is really booming, you know what I'm saying? Like, everywhere I go, you know, I see, if not, you know, in New York, because, you know, we're from New York or whatever, New York, to me, I don't know, black, let me know if I'm wrong, but it just seems like depending on which you're into, you won't have a tat. Like, not for nothing, a lot of people that I've seen, you know, on that's like a part of like little skater crews and whatever in New York, and whether it be within the five boroughs, like they're all tatted up. They're all tatted up in some way, in some shape, in some form. So do you think,
yes,
like,
definitely,
when it comes down to, to tattoo, do you think that's like would you consider it a hobby? Because I know people that get tatted and like they'll go through 2 days of getting tatted and then like it should still be kind of bleeding and still healing, and then they're like, oh shit, I gotta go back, I gotta get something on my foot, or I can't wait till this one heals so I can go get another. Do you consider it a hobby of yours? Like, you know, do you consider being, you know, tattooing yourself, is that a hobby?
Not really a hobby. I consider it more of an addiction.
Well, I've heard that too. Once you get your first one.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Because after I got my my first session, I got about four more after that, and then I took a break. And then that's when I had an ex-boyfriend that's a tattoo artist that put his name on my leg. When I met Namir, my tattoo artist, we covered my whole back and two of my arms in probably about 2 months.
Wow. Wow. What would you, if you can say anything to a female that's trying to do what you're doing, like, what would be your best advice? Like, would you tell, like what would your best advice to give to somebody that was trying to do actually what you're doing now, which, you know, what you plan on, you know, doing for, you know, something in the future? What would be your best advice to give?
Choose your tattoos very wisely.
I was waiting for somebody to say yes, because I really feel like that's a big thing, too. That's another reason why I don't have any, because I do not know what I want and where I will put it.
Because I have tattoos that I wish I could, you know, rethink and, you know, decide over, but it's too late now. Luckily, my tattoo artist is really good at cover-ups. I actually work with two tattoo artists right now, a guy named Namir and a female named Chris, which are both two good friends of mine. But choose your tattoos wisely, because you don't want to be in magazines with, you know, your baby daddy's name on your right boob or something.
No. You're damn sure not.
Right. My ex's name was on my leg, and it became a bird and a rose.
I hear that, but, you know, I definitely do I definitely do hear that, and that's good advice. I would definitely let everybody know. Yes, make sure you choose your tattoo.
Now, how many
cover up and
how many tattoos do you have in total?
I actually lost count.
Wow.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, we did it so fast, and we did it. It was kind of weird how we did it, actually, because it's like I have this whole sleeve, but we did it in like two sessions.
Mm-hmm.
So I have pretty much two big pieces on my arm, two big pieces on my other arm. Then I have like 3-4 big pieces on my back, two on both of my legs. I have the back of my neck, I have my fingers, I have my hand, and I have them everywhere.
Okay, so did your mother...
Go ahead.
Oh, okay, did your mother or your family, like, did they look at you like you were crazy when you first started doing the tattoo? Like, are they okay with it now, like, that you have so many tattoos all over your body? Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty sure you don't care what anybody really says because it's your body. But, you know, did you have people that were like, oh, my God, like, what are you doing?
Yes, actually, most of my family did. My mother was highly upset. She was real disappointed at first.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I had to explain to her that I'm not doing it just to do it like majority of the people in the street. I'm doing it.
Mm-hmm.
I want to take it somewhere. My dad's side was more, you know, understanding about it because parts of my father's family is from El Salvador, and tattoos is a big thing in El Salvador, especially, you know, when it comes to family and gang-related stuff.
Oh, wow. Yeah, okay. Okay. What were you going to say, Black, before I cut you off, before we let her go?
I was actually... You know what? I totally forgot just now because I was just listening to her talk about her family input about it, and I kind of, you know, I feel strong because when I got my first tat, I actually got that joint in my backyard, and my mom probably ain't sweeping for about a good 3 days after I got it. You know, so.
What? Wait, you got your first tat in your backyard?
Yeah, my man came with his machine. What'd
you say?
Yeah, my man
oh,
can't do
hell
his
no. Wait.
You know, he can't
no.
Do his setup. It was a special issue. You know, it wasn't like some jailhouse. So, you know, he came with the machine. You know, I had
but
a pocket in my
shit,
back,
though.
You know, plug
that's
it up.
Another
it was a hot
thing
summer day.
That's another thing I want to, you know, advise future tattoo models on. Choose your tattoo artist very wisely. Don't get it done by anyone you know with a tattoo gun. It's
because
it very wise.
Because let me tell
sure
you something, like Black, you know, you do, but then I'm like, yeah, I mean, because you know what, though? As easy as somebody can come to your backyard and do that shit, you can be in the shop and somebody still fuck you up. But my whole thing is, though, like, oh, my God, like, please, though, like, because I can't, like, I would advise you, though, to go to a local tattoo artist. Make sure you do your research. Make sure you see that they have, you know, they have all the skills and they're qualified. You know, you want to get reviews. You want to ask people. And also, too, I don't think it's a good idea for people to switch, like, to go to different tattoo artists, you know what I'm saying? Because I've seen, because, you know, how one tattoo artist writes, the other one may not write like that. And I've seen so many females and males with, like, one was in script and it was all nice, and the other one, they went to somebody else, and they did that shit so slanted and not as neat. And it just looks so messy. And, like, you know, and I want to know, like, is the you know, because I know the risk of you getting infections, like how high is that? Because I'm pretty sure, you know, you're taking a needle and you're opening up your skin. Like, what is, how do you recommend somebody take care of, because, you know, it's people like me that don't have tattoos. But, like, what would you say, what's the best thing to put on a tattoo? And I'm going to definitely let you go. What is, like, something that you would recommend to people, like, when they first get their tattoo, like, keep the stuff on it, like, keep the patch thing on it. And like, you know, don't do what? Don't keep looking at it. Don't keep picking at it. Like, what is your, how do you maintain a tattoo so it doesn't get messed up or infected?
Okay, you have to make sure that your tattoo artist use clean, sterilized, new needles, wear gloves, you know, wrap the stuff up, all that. You don't want to use stuff that they use on other people or dirty materials.
Mm.
After they finish your mm-hmm. tattoo, they should wrap it up. They wrap it up, and you keep that on for a good couple hours. When you get home from your tattoo appointment, wash it off with antibacterial soap and some water.
Okay.
And then you apply vitamin A and D ointment. Or I use this thing called Hustle Butter. It's something that my tattoo artist recommended. Kind of a little bit more pricey than A&D, but it's definitely worth it. The ink stays more vibrant and brighter.
And it also protects your skin from, you know, getting infected. And
yeah. You shouldn't go in direct sunlight. You can't submerge it in water like pools, bathtubs. Nothing, don't sink it in no water, just showers only, and then you just keep applying ointment and unscented lotion while it's peeling.
Yeah, because, I know somebody who has a tattoo, but their shit is, like, it's looking a little bit on the infected side. You know what I mean? It's because I believe that they were not basically right, taking the full precautions of when they just, because they have a tattoo already. It was like, whatever, fuck this shit. This is my fourth tattoo. I don't give a fuck. Nigga, thug life. You know what I'm saying? And they just went on about, and now they shit looking really, like, scaly and pinkish. And I'm like, did you even use color ink? No. So why is it pink? You know what I mean? So definitely, everybody that's tuning in, you definitely do want to listen to what she said, and you said it's Hustle Butter. If you, you know, and if it's, and maybe, because, you know, maybe in New York or wherever you are from, because I have a lot of listeners that are in, like, the West Coast area and everything, and if it's not called Hustle Butter where you're from, just ask your tattoo artist, the guy or the woman that's doing the tattoos on you, just ask them, like, yeah, besides A&D ointment, what else can I use? You know, because, I hate the way A&D ointment smells.
Yeah, it smells like Bengay or hot and cold, whatever it's called.
It smells like old niggas, man.
It
smells like old, yeah. It really do. Poor babies, I gotta have.
Other than that, you
just
gotta be careful what you expose your tattoo to. You know, because it's an open niche.
Can you
think
while
about
getting
it.
One? Can you drink, like, because I know people, they like to, like, you know, I know people, like, they like to numb out, like, I know people, like, yo, roll me up some blunts, yo, or, like, can you pour me some Henny? Like, I heard you're not supposed to drink while getting a tattoo because it thins out your blood or something like that.
Technically,
I don't know if that's true.
You're not supposed to be drunk during getting a tattoo. It makes your blood thinner, and that's, you know, affects the way your tattoo gets applied on you. But they do have numbing supplies now. They have ointments and sprays that you can use to numb your skin.
Okay. That's good. That's good to also know. That's cool. I'm looking at
but to be honest,
the tattoo on your back.
I think smoking weed actually makes the sensation much worse. I feel like, because I got my back piece high one time, and it hurt much more than I did when I was sober.
Right, because I'm looking at, well, obviously, I see one picture with you, and you got the blunt in your mouth, and you put on smoke. I think that's hot. And then I'm also looking at, just, I'm looking at the back piece, one of your, the one with the, who, she's like a samurai, what is she? She's like a, it's a lady, it's like a girl. It, I don't know if this would be you.
I have a geisha and an angel on my back. There's
no, it's a geisha, it's a geisha, the geisha,
yeah.
I believe. Like, and half the face is like, she's crying.
Yeah, she's half evil.
I
want to
say, I want to.
Angel.
Yeah, that looked like it hurt because there's so much detail in that.
The funny thing is,
oh my God,
that's the one that hurt the least because I actually fell asleep, and I was asleep during the whole session for that. And I just woke up when it was, I was done. I'm not sure how I fell asleep. I was just in the chair. I was tired. I laid my head down. He started working on it. I fell asleep about 15 minutes in, and he woke me up when he was done.
Wow. Wow. But I just want to let you know that thank you even for coming on to the show and sharing the information with us. Definitely, all the shows are recorded, so when this show is done, you know, you do have a chance to hear yourself back, you know, and if you want to use the show as, like, you know, a little resume builder, you can go on the link. I'll post the link after the show, but I just wanted to say thank you, Charlie.
Right now.
Thank you so much. It was my pleasure.
Yeah. Definitely. I know. Do you have any shout outs that you want to give?
I want to shout out my tattoo artist, No Skin Policy, InkMcGee_NSP, that's Namir, Chris Montana, my girl Chris, Tatted Low, and Sebastian NSP. Those are the artists of No Skin Policy.
I'm trying to get the tweet on my timeline. But they spelled your name so wrong. Basically, somebody said that they wanted to know. Well, you did. They wanted to know out in the DMV area, because I'm guessing they're from there. Where should they go get tatted? Oh, they're from Maryland. They said they're from Maryland. I'm guessing MD is Maryland, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Maryland. Where would you recommend them get tatted?
Our tattoo shop is actually located in Maryland. It's in Temple Hills in Marlow Heights Shopping Center. The address is 4165 Branch Avenue, Suite 217. You can go up there, schedule an appointment.
Yeah, well,
or you can
need that.
I can tweet it to you.
Okay, no, you can say it as well. But the person, like, because, you know, it's funny because I've actually been to where you talked about. I've actually done, I want to say I did a showcase out there because Temple Hill sounds really familiar. I don't know, is the venue Black Amethyst out there? No, I'm not. I believe so. Like,
sure.
I really do. I believe so.
I
was
sure.
In Temple Hill.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, oh, yeah. So, again, coming through, and, just letting everybody know what you do. I'm actually working with Scrap right now, and we're trying to get together a blog site that's going to feature Ink models. We're going to talk about everything that's out and more, what's hot, what's not hot. Definitely be featuring a lot of models on the site. We've already been taking submissions. We got some good shit back, whatever. I just want everybody to please, like, keep it professional. So when we ask you to send pictures of your tattoos, like, please fucking focus your camera, god damn it, please. And go in the light, because these are things... on the website that's going to be promoted to, like, I have over 14,000 followers and then some and just all over. So thank you again for taking the time to come with us and just letting us know a little bit about you and what you do and where you're trying to go with things. Like I said again, I will provide you the link to the show because all my shows are recorded. And if you, you know, want to hear yourself back and, you know, whenever you do start doing, you know, more interviews and, you know, you can actually use this. Like, yes, I've been on, I've been interviewed for about X, Y, and Z. So thank you again. And,
Thank you, guys.
You're welcome. Before I do, and this is off topic. Well, this is not on the topic of ink. This is basically one of the topics I was talking about today. Do you feel like it's okay for a female to be insecure a little bit about her man's female friends?
What do you mean, insecure about her her male friends?
No, like, for instance, like, say if you know you're dating somebody and he has a lot of female friends. You know, as a female, because, you know, those are his friends, you really can't tell him who he can have his friends or not. Do you feel like it's okay to get that insecure feeling for a moment?
Every female gets that feeling every once in a while. But I'm comfortable, you know, if you build that certain level of trust with your partner, that you shouldn't have that feeling too much. You know, you get it every so often. Every girl has her down days. But, you know, you shouldn't feel as if your partner can't have female friends.
Right. And
that's
still,
just a little controlling.
I get what you're saying, because I was the first to admit, you know, like, you know, I'm very secure in who I am and what I got to bring and offer to the table, because I'm definitely a good woman. I'm loud, I'm all that other extra shit, but I'm definitely a good, besides all that, I'm a good woman. And, you know, I have a fiance and whatnot, and like I said, you know, before, because we were always friends before we even got to this level. And I remember we used to all hang around a bunch of females and a bunch of guys. He used to hang around a bunch of females. But being that where we are now, he's more so like, he's all about his career. He's all about family first. He's all about, you know, God, good health, and longevity. So he's really not into, you know, hanging out with, you know, he does, and, you know, he does, whether I say yes or no. But I've gotten that feeling before, and it wasn't because I thought she was prettier than me or anything like that. It was just simply because, like, damn, I'm not around. What the fuck?
Right.
I'm not there. Like, I want to go out too, you know what I'm saying? But I feel like it's a bad thing when you get to the point where you don't trust the person. And I think that that's where, you know, us women and men, we need to draw the line. When it gets too much to where you don't trust the person, I think that's when it becomes really bad. That's when you're really insecure within yourself. But thank
right.
you
and
so
your
much,
partner
so
should
much.
Never let you feel
make
insecure.
You feel
that should always secure you, let you know where you stand in their life. And
yep.
as long as you got that, there should be no problem.
Right, and we don't. Well, I can't tell ladies, you know, I can't tell the ladies, like, you know, you could be in love with a dude, but before you get have his damn name on you, just make sure you know that y'all going to be together for a while. Unless you want to, you know, unless you don't mind covering the shit up or going through another chat session and, you know, X, Y, and Z. But thank you
exactly.
so much for taking the time out on All Vibes Radio. We definitely do appreciate you. Right, Black?
Yes. I've just been here reading and looking at the art. Like, it's just, like, the line work that she has is just crazy.
Thank you.
See,
right?
You know,
I was over here looking at the pictures. And the
like,
colors.
You know,
like,
you,
oh my God,
you really got to look at that line work, that line work, that shading, and all of that. That is, you know, that's some real dope, exquisite work. You know what I mean? And it's real hard to find artists who can really do it like that and really make the whole thing mesh and go right with the skin tone. So big shout out to the artist.
I'll let him know. I'll let both of them know, actually. I'll pass the word on to them.
Lisa, I know
right,
I got to go.
Thank
I go
you
Word, right? You might be the one to convince me to go get a little heart on my on my hand a little heart. Cause I don't know what I want.
I said that.
Say you did say that she was gonna be the one to probably inspire me to get a tattoo. I think I do. Like, hers just looks so nice. I'm saying, and the way I know everybody, it affects everybody so much differently. You know what I mean? I know that. I do. And then I hurt her because she has a built up a tolerance for that. But like I said again, like, you know, I don't have, you know, it looks really, really nice. So I might just get one, a little star or something like that on my wrist or something. I don't know. I still don't know. I still don't know what I want. Really, to do that big thing, but like I said again, much luck and success to you, and keep following us on Twitter, and you know, if you need to reach out, I'm here, so thank you.
Thank you so much, it was my pleasure being on your show, you guys were really great.
We definitely appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Thank you, and hopefully next time we speak, I'll be in the magazine.
Yes, keep us posted. And if we have to help push for you, we will do so, because I really like the ink. I really do. And I also thank Scrap, too, for even, you know, passing along. It was really cool chopping up with you and getting to learn more about tattoos. And
thank you, and I'll keep in touch with you guys. I'll listen to the show when you guys send me the link, and we'll just keep in touch.
All right, cool. No
right,
problem.
Thank you.
All right. Keeping it moving.
She's too cool.
And she's so cool. I can believe her when she say her talk, like, they're nothing to me. Yeah, you know, I does this. I do this. But she's definitely sweet. And everybody needs to go follow her. I'll definitely tweet her information again. Check out, and I have more pictures of her. I know I only tweeted one picture, but I have some more that I will be tweeting. I really will be tweeting. And definitely for all those tuning in that are tattoo artists and that do line of work in magazines that's looking for ink models, definitely want to hit her up. Definitely do. And you definitely want to go through, I always want to say his Twitter name is @ScrapDizzle, but it's really not. But is it, I believe it's Mastermind Management. Yeah, so you definitely want to go hit him up and chop it up so that way you can get to her. I hate when people fucking change their Twitter names on me. Like, damn. At least when I went from @StuckInTheCity21 to a How's Your Head Game, it was still kind of simple.
It's simple, you know.
You don't think so? At least there's no underscores in that bitch. But yes, before we get back. Definitely want to hit up another commercial break before we finish up the last 20 minutes. What you want to play, though? I want to, can you throw it way, way back, or nah?
Well,
don't play nothing too old, though, that we don't know the words to.
Tell me what you want me to string. You know, because even those hit me up on Twitter with requests, you know, I'm definitely doing my best to oblige. So shout out to Thoughts of Say, and shout out to Mad Only One Oldie, who definitely requested the throwback that I started off with. So what you want to hear? Give me something you want to hear.
I want to hear, I want to hear something from the early 90s. Like, it doesn't matter, but something from the early 90s. A female.
Early 90s. All right, I got you. I got you. Got me. All right. I got some R&B from the 90s. 347-857-4302. All right. Brooklyn Black is definitely in the building. We still talk about tattoos and inks and shit. Shout out to Heart Mind Soul for coming through. Shout out to the All Boss Brothers, Heavy Leo 8. Shout out to Kid Continental, Buster Sand, Dad Dude Slutty, Dirty South Gent, Brand New Clyde. The list goes on. Shout out to all y'all for definitely rocking with All Boss Radio, supporting pregame radio and doing the damn thing. Hit me up on that Instagram, hit me on that Twitter, hit me if you pause up too, and we'll be right back.
Question that was made. I'm not a loser. direction. Yeah.
I stay soaked in foreign colognes. I keep dipped. Coogi sweat his hand knit, cause that's that fly shit. I say lace because my body got Versace taste. Rolex on my cuff, flooded with diamonds and stuff. A half a dozen hundred bench coupe in my driveway. Tried to have it my way, the flyway led to a bad day. I should have kept it real when I was with you. Instead, I dissed you, so now I miss you, true.
Video 347-857-4302. Mickey Boss, of course, E-Book and Black. And shout out to Heart, Mind, Soul, aka Miss Charlene from the DMV, Urban Got Model coming through, showing love and chopping it up with us. And as soon as you got a caller on the line, Miss Mickey Boss, you want to take this caller real quick?
What if I said no? Nah. Yes, of course. Definitely.
Alright, your last 4 digits is 1482.
You're
live on the air.
Hey, yo, what's happening?
What's happening?
Hey. What's good with y'all, man? What's up?
What's going on? Long time no speak. Well, you know I know who it is, but can you tell me like the listeners know who this is and where you're calling from, sir?
Oh, this Twitter name at Thoughts of Sin, you know, calling from Miami, you know. What's up?
Miami. That's what's up. So let me ask you a question, since I haven't spoken to you in a long time. But so you have tats, right?
Nah, none, zero.
You have welcome to the club. Welcome to the club. But let me ask you a question. Would you, like, so, okay, I'm pretty sure if you didn't get any by now, you're just not going to do the whole tie thing. Or, you know, are you thinking about it?
Actually, nah.
Nah, right?
Because, I mean, that was my biggest hang-up, though, what to get, you feel me? Because it's something that stick with you, like, you know, not to my side.
Of your life.
Couldn't really decide, so I just stuck with none.
Word. I'm definitely, that's me, you know what I'm saying? And everybody's like, oh, well. And I'm like, they're like, I know you're not afraid, you know, of the pain because you gave birth before, you know what I'm saying? You gave birth naturally. But I'm like, that has nothing to do with somebody drilling a fucking needle in my skin, yo. Like, for a good half an hour, because not for nothing, my childbirth was really quick, you know? It took me 3 pushes and my baby girl was out. And shout out to my baby girl, because her birthday definitely is on Monday. She will be 5 years old, and I can't believe it. But, yeah, that shit has nothing to do with childbirth. So, I'm agreeing with you. Also, what I wanted to know is, do you think that it's okay? Like, let me ask you a question. Do you become a little bit insecure, you know, when you're dating a female and she has a whole bunch of male friends? You know what I'm saying? Like, do you ever, like, for 1 second, may not be all the time, because, you know, you got to be comfortable with who you are and the person that you're dealing with. But, you know, when you see that they start hanging around the opposite sex friends all the time and, you know, they want to get up with the opposite sex friends without you, like, do you think that it's okay for, you know, a male and a female to sometimes get that little insecure feeling just because? Or no, do you think that it's totally, like...
Well, basically, honestly, though, and I mean, most females don't really have female friends like that, so they have a lot of male friends that they do hang out with, but when it becomes excessive, that's the problem.
But what do you mean when it becomes excessive? Like, when you're just always hanging out with your male friends all the time, up in your male friend's face all the time, but you have a man at home?
That's the problem right there. You know what I'm saying? You got the man at the crib, though. You feel me? I mean, you can't always lead a nigga to the crib and then you with these other dudes, you know what I'm saying? That's a little shady, little bit. Even though they're your friends, but still.
Black, you agree with thoughts of sin?
I'm pretty much on the same thing because, like I said before, I'm friends with a lot of women who, you know, they got boyfriends and fiancés, husbands, shit, and, you know, like that shit, crazy baby fathers or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
And like I said before, you know, as a dude, if I was to go and try to pursue something knowing she's in something, that's just disrespectful to her relationship, my friendship with her, you know what I'm saying? It's just disrespectful on so many fronts, you know. Now, if I'm just a really good friend and then, you know, she ends up single due to some unfortunate circumstance, and she comes to cry on my shoulder, and then next thing you know, something happens.
Oh,
that's all different.
Oh, yeah.
You know, but,
oh, yeah.
You know, but if you will.
Yeah, but
you
know what the problem is today, man? No, because you want to know something, like, you know, a lot of dudes will be like, oh, yeah, I'm your friend. But then it's just like they secretly, deep down inside, like, they like you a lot. Like, how do you deal with that? You know what I'm saying? Like, my fiancé, he's one for, if I tell him that, hey, yo, Black is my friend, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's my nigga right there. Like, that's my nigga. Like, nothing more, nothing less. He's okay with me having a male friend, but just as a friend. What he doesn't like kind of too much is the men that like me, that, you know what I'm saying, that like me in that way. But then they're just saying that they're my friend. Just, you know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, do you agree?
Yeah. I agree. That's the point right there. I'm saying, though, you know what I'm saying? Nothing wrong with it, but when they like that, though, that's the issue.
Yeah, you know, you definitely got to watch out for those two or three motives.
Yes. Yes.
Because, you know, they're like,
I'm
your friend, I'm your friend.
I was like, damn, then I can't have no fucking
friends. Yeah. You can have a few friends.
Well, shit, I felt like, well, fuck. Go ahead, y'all.
Nah, you good.
I just feel like, yeah, you know, you definitely do have to watch out for that. And another thing is, well, I didn't get to bring up on the show, but I'm bringing up now. Is it possible to love someone, right, but not be in, not like to love someone, but not be into, like, you know, but not be into them anymore? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I love this person, but I'm really not into them anymore. Like, do you think that that's possible for you to love somebody for who they are and probably what they do and what they bring to the table, what they can offer, but not be so much into them? Do you think that that's possible?
Yeah, that's possible.
Black? No? You think
I
so?
I think that's possible.
Black,
what
think you
so.
Think?
Yeah, that's definitely, you know, it's a possibility, but like
yeah.
I said, it's, and, you know, at the end of the day, you know, what's that shit called? Yeah, women's intuition. From what
mm-hmm.
I've heard, that shit is nine times out of ten, never wrong. So,
yeah.
If you got one of those friends, especially if it's a dude that feels some type of way about you, you know what I'm saying? You should be able to tell, like, if he's there to be a friend or if he's there just to be a friend until you got a problem with your man. And then you go, oh, I'm gonna come over and talk to you. And then you know that's the type of thing that you want push ups and adding fucking fascinating to everybody and shit. And you know, trying to, you know, like Kayla's like, yo, goddamn, she was just coming to talk to you about her problem, not on a date. You know what
yeah.
I'm saying? You know, you are able to differentiate. And my thing is, in a sense, you know, you want to, oh, women's intuition is never wrong. A woman is so smart. And if you go job out with your man. And you go to your male friend, the next thing you know, yeah, fucking, you wanted that shit to happen. Because you knew from just where he was with it, his ulterior motive, all that good shit.
True that.
I think so, too. And also, too, because, you know, I know somebody that's in a situation right now. You know what I'm saying? They really do, you know, they got married or whatever, you know, because, like I said again, you know, this woman, you know, I know her. You know, I know her, but I was surprised to hear what I know now. You know what I mean? And, you know, the dude is, you know, he's for him to even commit himself to her, like, I never would have thought that I would see the day, like, that I would be alive, literally, to see the day that this dude even, you know what I'm saying, got engaged or married to a female, because he was always the type, like, he was always like the player, you know what I'm saying, couldn't tell him nothing. Niggas be like, yo, you're in love, B. He's like, no, I'm not, shut the fuck up, all the time, you know what I'm saying? But now that they're married, maybe about like three, four, 5 months in, he's like, you know, yo, Nikki, like, I love her, like, I'm in love with her, I love her, but like, I don't know, it just seems like when I got married, like, the sex became so whack. But how do I tell her that without her automatically getting so upset and wanting to put me on punishment with the sex? Like, okay, well, if it's so wacky, she's just not getting any more. Like, I just don't see how these things are. I don't know. Like, you know, I just don't see how these things, like, can even occur. You're in love with somebody, you're married to somebody, but you don't like the sex, or the sex is whack, or it wasn't what it was before you got married. I don't get it. And with that being said, I just hope everybody chooses somebody that they actually, like, they're totally into. Because, yes, you know, you walk outside today and tomorrow, like, you're going to see a whole bunch of different women, a whole bunch of different males.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? And you know how dudes be. Like, especially during these 3 months of summer, like, they act like relationships are, like, a disease. I don't know why niggas want to be single for the summer. I just don't understand it, but I guess. No, seriously, niggas be like, oh, it's about to be June, bitch. You got to go. I'll holler back at you in September. You want to pick up that phone to me in September? Like, I just think it's so dumb. But definitely, though, thanks for calling in, chopping up. You know, we got to get back on rotations. Back, we're on the second season. I got lots of things in store. I got a lot of, like, interesting people that's going to be coming on the show. You know, thankful to have the Ink Model. You know, I'm about to have some crazy comedians. I'm about to have some poets I got lined up. But also, too, some people from the first season. Yeah, and from the first season, Yeah, no, I definitely, and I want to talk to you about that because I definitely do want to. I don't know if you still write poems, but
yeah,
I'm definitely interested in. All right, well, I'm definitely interested in getting your work, your literature on the show. I definitely am. I'm waiting, so I'll definitely be hitting you up and sending you, you know, email confirmations and everything, get you up and going, because I definitely want to hear you, have you on the show. But thank you so much. You know, oh, my God, I got nothing but love for you.
Appreciate you, man.
So, you know, I'm going to chop it up with you. I'm going to hit you back on Twitter in a few minutes after the show was done or whatever. So, but thank you for tuning in. Thank you. Mwah.
All right. All right. Yeah. Y'all take care.
You too. Yes. That's what's up. I enjoyed tonight's show. I'm definitely really thinking about getting, like, a star or something, but I don't know. I think I'm going to start off with a henna first, you know? A henna tattoo. See how I like it. I don't know. I think that's like, you know, baby steps. Because I could really be on some sucker shit and just go get a tattoo from Toys R Us or whatever and just put some water on it. But
wow.
I definitely shout out to Charlene, DMV area. Shout out to Dr. Stan, Miami, stand up. And like I always say, because I do wanna let y'all rock out with a throwback. So I'm gonna say my piece now. But don't give a fuck about what nobody. And when I say nobody has to say about you and what you're doing, don't give a fuck. Like, don't give a fuck. Just don't. Don't give a fuck about what nobody has to say about what you got going on, what you're doing for you and yours, especially if it's benefiting you and yours and it's actually, you know, it's something that's not going to hurt anybody and it's actually legit and what. Do you. Do you, boo-boo. Do you. And, you know, you can definitely hit me up. Talk to me, chat with me on Twitter. Yo, right now, son, I am nervous to get on Instagram. Because I must have screenshot this. This is ridiculous. I have 71 friend requests. 71. And when I was talking to you in the beginning of the show, I told you I had like 60-something. Yeah, because I really did. So this is just what happened, though. Like, I just added 40 people earlier this morning. Now I got 71 more people to add. I'm going to get to it by the night. Definitely you can follow me on Instagram. If you don't know, I'm about to tell you. At how_I_met_your_hoe. Yes, how I met your hoe. Something similar to the TV show How I Met Your Mother, but just how I met your hoe. And if you want to know what I mean by that or where I got my name from or whatever, yes, feel free to ask me because I definitely met a hoe on Instagram. I definitely did. But have a good night, and I will be back on Tuesday with my main man, Black. Something else to give y'all. So, good night. Mwah.
And also, y'all already know how I do. Fellas, don't be a fool, wrap your tool, really, so forth for the scam. Protect your clam, Marabola. Don't drink and drive. Of course, y'all know I'll be in the building doing Bleeding Radio tomorrow night and Saturday. And also, this coming Wednesday, I'm having a special happy birthday mix throwdown. I'm on pregame radio, you know what I'm saying? Got a couple of people coming through, calling through, showing love. So definitely, you know, be a part of it. If you guys want to hear something done, that mix, independent artists, send me your shit. But before we get up out of here, it is the Queen Bee, Lil' Kim's birthday today. So happy birthday, Lil' Kim, Brooklyn represent. And, we're going back to show. And we're going to get up out of here. You guys be safe. See y'all Tuesday. Those rocking on pregame radio, I'll see y'all tomorrow night. And we out of here. Peace.
I got no time for fake niggas. Just sip some Cristal with these real niggas. From east to west coast, spread love, niggas. And while you niggas talk shit, we count bank figures. I got no time for fake niggas. Just sip some Cristal with these real niggas.
from east to west coast, spread love, never. And while you niggas talk shit, we count bank figures. I got no time for fake niggas. Just sip some Cristal with these real niggas. From east to west coast, spread love, never. And while you niggas talk shit, we count bank figures.
Let's go.
Yeah, hi mama, Mr. Bonner. Bop the product, sometimes the bottle. Just before your cream and your riches. Guys, it's a ball. Send me more. Prince Diane and all them rich bitches. Puff Daddy pumped the Hummer for the summer. I follow in the E class with the gossip. 96 model. Bad click on a stroll. Cruise control. Nothing make a woman feel better. The professors and I'm a veteran. But the legends and mad cheddar. Chilling in the bins of my Amigo gold. Trying to stick a nigga for his pay. So, if you say so. Then I'm the same chick that you wanna get with. Lick up in my twat, gotta hit the spot. If not, don't test the poom poom, nani nani, a nani dani. Yeah.
No time for fake niggas. Just some Cristal with these real niggas. From east to west coast, spread love, niggas. That's why you niggas talk shit, we count bank figures. No time for fake niggas. Just some Cristal with these real niggas. From east to west coast, spread love, niggas. That's why you niggas talk shit, we count bank figures. Your man won't do it like that, can't work the middle, but the thing's too little. Let me grab your cock-eyes, do the cha-cha, make your scream papa.
You the best, da-da, now watch mama. Go up and down, bitch, the door, crazy. Say my name, baby, before you nuts. I'ma dribble down your butt cheeks, make you wibble and giggle just a little. I'm drinking baby, then I crack for the mistake. Act shady and feel my creation. Or the raisin. Ooh, wee, I see. Your girl ain't a freak like me or Dina. Can't fade her enough for this rap. Will you Kim pussy? How preposterous is that?
No time for fading. Just sip some Cristal with these real niggas. From east to west coast, spread love.
That's right.
And while you niggas talk shit, we count bank figures. I got no time for fading. Just sip some Cristal with these real niggas. From east to west coast.
Back at
ya,
the one clear
patra.
Digging in your stash.
Niggas think they
gonna
get some ass.
No money, money, no licky, licky. Fuck your dicky, dicky, and your pick. Give me your loot, your neck 11 and shoot. Your game ain't sweet. John Paul Peach, shit is complete. If you can't wed it, forget it. Don't sweat it, I bet it. Make it come smooth if you let it. Ha, you can't stop a bitch from balling. Ha ha, the la la, the drop eyes, they be calling. And you ain't know why you be kicking that old shit. We making hits, platinum and gold shit. Stay great in diamonds and pearls. Inside every man is a bad girl.
That's right. 9-6, bad boy, come on.
Initiating shutdown sequence.